This is HPR episode 2783 entitled, The Windows Shutdown.exe, Command Explained. It is hosted by Claudio Miranda and is about 15 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, a rundown of the Windows Shutdown.exe command.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi, Hacker Public Radio. This is Claudio Miranda, recording a follow-up episode to that of the shutdown command that the previous two episodes that were recorded by JWP and Klaatu. Those would be episodes 2697 by JWP regarding the Linux shutdown command explained, and episode 2725, the Illumo shutdown command explained by Klaatu. Now in this one, I'll be covering the shutdown.exe command in Windows. Now you probably didn't know that Windows had a command line shutdown command, but it actually has been there since Windows 2000. It was introduced in Windows 2000 as a way to shut down the PC using the command prompt. Given that Windows 2000 was more of a workstation OS, it kind of makes sense that they would include a way to do this, similar to how you have it in the Unix-like operating systems. So, as mentioned, it's been in all versions of Windows since 2000, and you'll find it all the way to Windows 10 and even Windows Server 2019. As a matter of fact, ReactOS, the binary compatible clone of Windows, also includes the shutdown.exe command, and the commands are the same. And in all these operating systems, you'll find the shutdown.exe command in the /c:\windows/system32 directory. Now, I've included some links in the show notes that'll give more explanation into how to use the shutdown.exe command, as well as the history of it. But I'll cover a few of those in this episode. So I'm reading this off of the ss64.com page, which actually has a number of numerous commands listed on there, not just for Windows, but also for other operating systems. So the syntax for the shutdown command is shutdown space the options listed, which is usually a forward slash. Although I have to tell you, just from my habit of shutting down on Linux and the BSDs, I always end up using a hyphen. The hyphen does work in the shutdown.exe command. So if you're like me and you're used to using the hyphen on Linux or on the BSDs, it'll work here as well. I don't like using the forward slashes. It's just, creature of habit. But anyway, so shutdown, followed by a space, followed by the options given, the shutdown options, and then followed by other options that are listed. Now, the nice thing about this shutdown command, and I don't know if this is possible on the shutdown command for Linux or Illumos or the BSDs, but the Windows shutdown command will actually allow you to shut down a remote computer so long as you have administrative privileges to do so on those machines. Okay, so let's run down the shutdown options. So going forward, all of these are forward slashes. So anytime I'm just going to call it a slash. So assume that when I say slash, it's a forward slash. Okay, so the first one given is /i, which what this does is it displays a little GUI for the command. So if you want to run the shutdown command on your machine, for example, you would run shutdown space slash I, and that'll come up with a prompt that'll give you all the other options as well. Now, this has to be the first option if you're going to use the GUI. Okay, the next one is a slash L. And what that does is it logs you off of the computer. So, or it logs off the remote computer. So slash L, you would do shutdown space slash L, and that would log you off. Now, it can't be used with the slash M, which is for sending the command to a remote computer, or the slash D option. Now, slash S, is the shutdown option. So if you do shutdown space slash S, it'll shut down the computer. Slash SG will shut down the computer, and on the next boot will restart any registered applications in Windows. The slash R will restart the computer. So if you do shutdown space slash R, it'll reboot it. Slash G will do the same thing, but after restarting, it will restart any registered applications. Now, if you've set a time, there's a slash T where it allows you to set a timeout period. So let's say you set out a timeout period for a particular machine, but you decide, no, I don't want to shut it down. Well, you do the shutdown space slash A, and that'll abort the system shutdown during the timeout period. Slash P will turn off the local computer with no timeout or warning, and that's only with slash D. So it's like a power off. Slash H will hibernate the local computer, and you can use it with a slash F, which will force the shutdown or the restart or hibernation, whatever. Slash E will document the reason for an unexpected shutdown of a computer. Slash F, as I mentioned a little earlier, is to force running applications to close when you're doing the shutdown, if used in combination with the slash S for shutting down or slash R for rebooting. So if you do shutdown space slash R space slash F, it'll force a reboot. So any applications that are open, files that haven't been saved yet, they'll close out and you'll lose any unsaved data. Okay, the slash M, which I mentioned for the remote computer, it will allow you to shut down or restart a remote computer. And the format for that would be slash M, followed by a space, followed by a double backslash, and then the host name. So if I wanted to restart a remote computer, provided I have admin privileges on it, I would do shutdown space slash R space slash F to force it, space dash M space the computer name, and that'll force the remote computer to restart. Now, this command, this next switch, is the slash T, and it's followed by numbers. So you would do slash T, and then a time given. Slash T is the timeout period, basically. So you would put it, and it's in seconds. So you would do slash T30, for example, if you wanted to perform the system shutdown or restart in 30 seconds. Which actually, if you don't provide a value, the default is 30 seconds. So in my previous example, where I decided to restart the remote computer, since I didn't give it a specific amount of time with the slash T, it will default to a 30 second timeout period. Now, if I had given it a slash T space zero, it will restart the PC the minute I hit enter after sending the command. Okay, so there's more information here. It says The valid range for the numeric value is between 0 and 315,360,000 seconds, or 10 years. And as mentioned, the default, if no time value is given, is 30 seconds. Now, the slash f parameter is implied when a value greater than 0 is specified for slash t. So if you put 0, you have to include the slash f to force it. Now, the slash c is for an optional shutdown message. So if you've ever seen it, when the shutdown command is invoked, you get a message saying this computer will shut down. Well, you can actually type in your own message. Now, the maximum characters are 127 characters. So you can say slash c space open quotes, this computer will shut down in so and so number of seconds, please save all of your work, close quotes. And then they'll see that message the minute you send that command over. And slash d, which is followed by the u, a u and a p, both of which are in brackets, which are also followed after that by colon x, double x, and colon double y, which are supposed to be numeric values. What that does is it lists the recent code for the shutdown or the restart. Now, the SS64.com page will include a table at the very bottom. And if you actually run the shutdown command with the slash question mark option, it'll list all of these options along with the different values for the reason codes. So, for example, now to go over the other ones, the bracket, the open bracket P close bracket will list a planned reason code. The open bracket U close bracket will list a user defined reason code. And if neither P nor U is specified, the restart or shutdown is unplanned. And the letter E in unplanned is capitalized and in bold to specify that's the letter that you'll see. Now, the double X and the double Y values that were mentioned earlier, the double X refers to the major recent code, which is between 0 and 255. And the double Y value refers to the minor reason code, which is from 0 to 65,535. Now, for a user-defined reason, the major reason code must be in the range 64 to 255. If not, it'll be ignored and logged as unplanned. Now, there are also a couple of other switches here that only work with Windows 8 or greater. So I'll first cover the ones that go from Windows 8 up, and then there are two others that are for Windows 10 only, and more than likely whatever comes down the road from Microsoft. So the ones that go from Windows 8 or greater are slash hybrid, which performs a shutdown of the computer and prepares it for fast startup, and that one must be used with the slash s option. And the other is the slash O, which will go to the advanced boot options menu and restart the computer. And that must be used with the slash R option. Now the ones that are specific to Windows 10 are slash soft, which performs a soft shutdown, restart, or log off depending on whatever switch you use. And what this will do is this will ask programs to close and wait for them to end. So it will ask them to close, and I assume, because I've never used this, but I assume that you'll receive a prompt to save files, and then it'll wait until the application is completely closed out before it actually performs the selected command. And then slash FW will combine with a shutdown option to cause the next boot to go to the firmware user interface. Now, I don't know if this is specific to the Surface devices, But if anyone out there knows, feel free to post a comment or record a follow-up episode to this episode. So there you have it. That's the Windows shutdown.exe command. Feel free to try it out in Windows if you use Windows at work. Play around with it. Assuming that you have, of course, administrative privileges. I think the only one that you might actually be able to pull off is the shutdown-l, since that's just logging off your own machine, or your own account, rather. But if you want to give it a try in React OS, that would probably be the best way to do it. You can load it up in VirtualBox or whatever virtual machine software you prefer and give it a test drive there. So that's the shutdown command. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions or comments, you can reach me via email at claudio@linuxbasement.com, or you can find me on Mastodon as @claudiom@mastodon.xyz or xyz, however you prefer. Or record an episode, or just place a comment there on once this episode is released. Anyway, thanks for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.